10 minutes already,
and we're back again. The return episode. Yep. You guys just missed some comedy gold.
Mm-hmm. We'll release that in the bonus DVD.
Yeah, it's going to cost extra, though. Yeah.
Extended the premium, cut. The premium
director's cut, is that what they call it?
The producer's cut, yeah, director's cut, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we missed you guys. This has been a layoff for us, but we're back rejuvenated, would be the right word. Rejuvenated, kind of a new approach to the season. We had spoke on the socials about bringing on more guests, so that's something you guys can look forward to as far as members being interviewed. Last time we did a lot of like bringing in specialists on topics and interviewing them, so it'd be cool for members to hear other members that they might know personally,
yeah,
share their stories. And also we want more input from anybody listening on what they want to hear,
right,
specifically, because that's really helpful for us.
We now, if you're listening, we'd be on the lookout for Facebook posts, of which we might ask, what do you guys want to hear?
We already got one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You already did a post?
We did a post, and we got one topic that somebody wanted to hear, which was a day in the life from an eating standpoint, like personally.
From an eating standpoint.
Nice.
What we each eat every day.
Okay. That's easy enough.
Easy enough. We could do that probably in about 2 minutes. I don't know if that's an episode's worth, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
lots of protein.
Yeah, that's probably synonymous with all of us.
Yeah.
But with the new year approaching, we figured today would be a good day to kind of dive into the idea of not just goals. You know, this is like the time of resolution setting and going out on a limb and telling everybody what your big grand plans are, but more so setting more realistic expectations and intentions is the word we want to use. For the upcoming year, like what's one of the things Eric always brings up in our year-to-year meetings when we do like the big picture stuff is what's a theme this year that you want to focus on? It's usually just like one word or one kind of ideal that you want to embody more in your day-to-day.
Right.
I think it's a better way to go about it than being like, hey, I'm gonna the thing we were talking about earlier is I'm gonna run a marathon and or I'm gonna lose 30 pounds and you tell everybody about it. That's my big New Year's thing. Doesn't seem to be statistically the way to go about it if you want to be successful.
I pulled up some stats and 9% of Americans that make resolutions complete them, so that's
a pretty good ratio.
It's a pretty low 9% people complete them, and then 23% quit within the first week, and 43%
sounds about right
quit by the end of January. So that's almost half don't even finish January.
What I think accompanies that data too is, we were talking about this before we were actually rolling, is that it kind of coincides with the more people you tell about it, the less likelihood of success that you'll have for completing the resolution. So rather than going on Facebook and posting I'm doing this or I'm doing that, maybe you have a very, very small circle of people of which, instead of getting gratification from you announcing a resolution, it's more like accountability for not doing it.
And
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Tell people who can hold you accountable rather than people who will necessarily just cheer you on or people that you want to brag to.
Yeah. Your partner.
Yeah.
Or your best friend or somebody who is going to keep you honest to it.
Right.
And I do like the word intention or direction for the year rather than like resolution, because resolution kind of seems like it's wrapped up in that whole short term gratification type of bucket,
right?
You know, and it's nice that there's like a natural threshold with the end of the year and the start of the new year, so I guess it makes sense to be like, all right, we're starting on a fresh leaf, but if that fresh leaf is 30 days or less, then what's the point,
right?
You
know? yeah
I think with like, because the, you know, business, the fiscal year is usually, you know, lines up with the first of the year, it's nice to set goals, so like that's why I always do it on the first of the year. But yeah, you can realistically do it anytime, if especially if it's not like business
focused. Don't let that stop you if you realize you're in March and you have something you want to do.
Yeah,
I think it's also good to remember, and I think of this often, that you overestimate what you could do in a month, and you massively underestimate what you could do in a year. So if you're making it through a month and you're not to where you want to be, recognize that you need to give it more time. And I think if you have maybe a big resolution but small ones to help you achieve that big one, that you'll find that big one is easier to get success in as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for what I've found is focusing on the behaviors and habits is more important than so like if you were, for example, like if you said I want to lose 100 pounds this year.
Yeah.
If you were like every month that means I'm going to lose 8 pounds or whatever. And then all you did was just measure every month to see if you lost 8 pounds. Like that's not going to get you anywhere. Where if instead you focused on the habits and the behaviors of waking up, going to the gym,
the day to day,
eating a certain amount.
Yeah.
Like if you focus on those things, then the ultimate goal will be reached a lot easier, or you're much more likely to be successful than just focusing on the metrics of the big goal.
Yeah.
And even if you're not losing on track for your 12 pounds a month, if you're setting a lifestyle change that is lasting, ultimately that's a much bigger accomplishment than you lost X amount in X amount of time,
Like
those things are not as, they don't have the longevity or the staying power that like the habits will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also good to remember setbacks too. Let's say you get 2 weeks in and you have 3 days off, or you didn't want to have those 3 days off. Then rather than just giving up, just recognize that that's not a big deal, and then get right back on it when you can, rather than just abandoning the whole ordeal.
Right.
The consistency will always be far more important than any other ingredient for success. It doesn't matter if you're on the world's best nutrition program, the world's best training program, if it's not consistent, or the world's best whatever meditation program, if it's not consistent, it won't mean much.
Right.
I think one of the simple tools that everybody should do and could do is write down what your intention is. Like, put it on paper, put it out there, you know? And that's not to say, like we had already brought up, you don't need to broadcast it just because you put it out there. You could put it out there to yourself or to your small circle and put it on paper and actually suss out what you're trying to aim at, you know? You can actually vocalize it better or verbalize it better when you put it on paper.
Yeah. Do you guys, so like I have the word of the year and then I set my goals. So like the new year is pretty, I have a lot of stuff going on as far as like goals and setting new intentions and all that stuff. Do you guys have anything specific that you do? Or like, I know Tyler and I, we kind of go over your goals, but do you do anything, Levi? Or is it just first of the year is a random date kind of thing?
I haven't traditionally held much significance to the first of the year.
Yeah.
But there will be times throughout the year where I might, okay, I need to start doing this. And then one of my superpowers is that when I decide I'm going to do something, it's very hard to deter me from not. Mm-hmm. It's almost a neuroticism I have that my whole life is obsessed over achieving that thing that I decide I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But not anything over the particular year, and I haven't thought of a word as a theme, which I think is a good idea. I haven't done it.
Yeah.
I think in my personal circumstance, you know, I have the impending birth of a child at the very early parts of the year, so that's obviously like a massive change in lifestyle. And if I was to boil that down into maybe one kind of theme, there'd definitely be balance is the big word, because as much as there are going to be bigger obstacles and more variables, I don't think that necessarily means you're going to have to start letting everything slip or letting everything get chaotic. Like, the chaos will happen, but that doesn't mean you can't ride the wave and find balance with the new variables, you know? So that's really my big intention is I still want to be productive, and I still want to maintain a high degree of like all the things I care about, personal fitness, creative art, keep up with all my relationships, and be a good father and husband throughout the birth of the child, you know?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like what we've talked about before with structural balance. It's like you've built this foundation of balance, and now a baby's going to come in, and it's like someone kicked down the door and broke all the windows. Yeah, and you still have that foundation that's going to provide balance, but that's just going to be
restructuring.
It's put to the test, kind of.
Yeah, right. And yeah, that's stick is jabbed into the wheel, the spoke, and how is that going to continue to roll? So that's my big one, is I just want to be able to ride it with a lot of patience and have proper expectations of myself and my wife and my work, and just try to find as quick as I can back to a balanced and healthy place to be after all that change,
Yeah. And fitness too, that's probably the number one reason why we don't see people, like people quit, whether it's short term or whatever, is because of babies. Mm. And I think it's because you have this like guilt of not spending time with this new human you brought into the world, and like it's obviously a big deal. And I think part of that is legitimate, but you also have to remember, like, the stronger you are in your habits, the better that's going to instill on the offspring.
So. Right.
And I look at fitness as the conduit to help everything else in your life go better. So if you drop that ball, then those other balls are going to be so much harder to juggle.
Right. And like, what's worse, you're missing for an hour, and then you come back and you're in like good mental space and spirits, and like you're focused on spending time with them, or you spend all your time with them and you start getting resentful and pissed off that your belly's starting to get a little soft or whatever, and like mentally you're down in the dumps because you haven't been physical at all.
And you might be grouchier with your kids or with your wife or whoever that you're spending time around. Your relationships will deteriorate. So I look at it as the glue to hold everything else together.
Yeah. And I think it isn't a selfish act to work out.
Right.
That's
And the issue of balance too is it's just how do you fit it into your schedule without time management, too much time, right?
Yeah.
That's a time management. I'd like to pride myself on that, the fact that I don't really waste much time in a day, and I don't really have much downtime in a day because I fill it with what I deem as productive things to do. So I think that's something that will carry me through it. But I've always viewed fitness, especially along with music, as like the anchors of like keeping me who I am and keeping me functionally just working. Like, I will not be the same person if I refuse to do those two things, or I'm not able to for an extended period of time, I'm a lesser version of me. So like those anchors have to continue to be anchors, and although they might be fewer and far between in opportunities to get them, I think that's my big intention for the year, is to just stay on the path even with the chaos of that much change,
Now, not to announce it too much to the world, but do you guys have any
here we are podcasting our intentions.
You guys have
I know. We only have like three listeners.
Don't have any specific don't share it with anybody.
You guys have any specific resolutions?
I don't
like, as far as goals, like
yeah, like the smaller versus in the bigger.
I
haven't thought of them as resolutions, but I have a lot of goals.
Yeah.
But like my big one is high expectations, is like my word of the year. So
high expectations
of myself, so that I can hold others to high expectations also. So that's kind of
that is a big one.
And that's like a mindset is a big part of that as well. In order to step into something like that, you have to, get rid of imposter syndrome and all those things that prevent that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I have it's kind of small, kind of big, but so I watch the dogs, and like I see how they're like bored around the house and whatnot, but they get so excited over the smallest things. So maybe a small intention or resolution that I have is, well, first off, I want to start off with 2 weeks where I don't even have a phone. I just don't look at the phone.
Nice.
Because and what inspired that thought was like, I can say, hey, you want to go outside? And then these dogs are jumping up and down, like gleefully ready to go outside over the tiniest thing, or they're ready to go on a car ride, and they just follow me around, happy that they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've dulled my own sense of joy because of things like the phone and the computer and Netflix and this and that. So I was thinking to just start off with a small dose of like live like a dog, pretty much in that respect of like get away from the phones, get away from the TV or Netflix or whatever, and just see if the rest of my life's joy is more easily achieved.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something like I think dog owners will recognize that when your dog is like sitting there with like its eyes open, just staring at you, like with its head down, and you're just like, man, I'm not like, I need to make this dog happy.
I know. Yeah. I'm just sitting there looking at like like a picture on the square box for 2 hours, and he's like this the whole time, just watching.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
The highs are high and the lows are low.
Yeah.
But it's honest. That's what I love about dogs. It's just so honest. Like, there's no masquerading, you know?
Right.
They're up or down, you know? Yeah. Usually up.
Yeah.
Usually up.
And they're sincere. They're authentic.
Sincere, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. The quote I brought to today's meeting was, learn like you'll live forever and live like you'll die tomorrow. And that's kind of part of that is, like, having joy every day. Is a big thing.
Huge.
Yeah. Almost like time blind. Like I think that's what makes dogs so in the moment and present is like their time. They don't have that concept, so they're just like, I'm friggin' jacked up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get that ball.
Like a bird can have like its newborn stolen from them, and then tomorrow they're okay.
Right.
You know, like a snake comes in and snags their baby bird.
Right.
And then they're like, well, that was yesterday.
Go get a worm.
Next spring.
Nature can teach us so much, man. There's so much like implicit, not knowledge, but wisdom, you know, in animals and how they act and or how they don't act.
Yeah.
Yeah. How and we're just brutal it
ones.
Is.
We're funky ones, man.
Yeah.
Our cerebral cortex is overdeveloped, so we're always overthinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Blessing and a curse, yeah. In many ways, a curse.
So would you say if you were to kind of do like one of those intentional words for the year, theme of the year, would like sincerity or I don't know exactly what word would be most accurate for like getting that kind of youthful joy back or more present with your time or
I mean presence like would probably be the one that that's most descriptive of it.
Yeah.
I mean it's not my first time trying to be more present. But it would be a big step in the right direction of really going for it without even like having a phone or getting a flip phone, for example. I know I do a lot of work stuff on my phone, but I could still do it. I'm thinking, okay, could I do this? And like if I was to do my work stuff, it'd be on a computer. Like if I'm really needing to get on my phone, I can get on a computer to do it.
Right.
You know?
And it'd probably be more functional to use that anyway.
I'm not like, okay, let me just look at this little thing for a second, and then I'll get on to it. I'd probably be a lot more direct about what I did on the computer.
Plus, the apps are never as user-friendly as like the web page, I feel like. If you're trying to do stuff, if you're programming or video uplinks and all that.
Oh, yeah. Like I'll use them. If I'm doing for the programs, I just pretty much use it if I need to bring something up as someone's there.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing it, if I'm actually programming for people, it's on the computer.
Yeah. So would you say you guys think New Year's resolutions are a good thing or a bad thing?
I think on the average, they're better to have than to not have any goals at all. But I don't think they're the optimal way to set goals. I think the longer term behavioral, intentional, like I want to make the shift in my lifestyle goes longer than like I'm going to lose 50 pounds type of stuff.
I think they're good in concept. And if you said 10%, 9%, 9% of people do it, that's better than 0%, right? So at least 9% are make successful it. In a resolution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gets people in the headspace of thinking about how do I improve my life.
Yeah, and reflecting. Like, that's one thing that I take for granted because I feel like on average I'm probably a little bit more reflective than the average man my age, but that might be wrong as well. But I think for most people, they don't take that time often to think about zoom out and detach from their humdrum life and be like, where am I going? What am I aiming at? What do I want?
Yeah.
Like those types of thoughts, they make sense to have right now because it's, like I said, like that kind of natural threshold of like we're starting fresh. I get new year. I can set myself in a new direction and give you time to actually look back at what you've done for the past year.
I think it's also good to remember too is that willpower is kind of a reservoir, right? So if someone, and they've done some research on this, is where someone says they're going to quit smoking, and let's say they don't in 2 weeks, but they gave it a shot, well, that still is putting into the reservoir of willpower. Mm-hmm. So maybe the next time they have a little bit more. Okay, now I really am going to quit, and then maybe they last a little longer.
Yeah.
And then till, let's say, the fifth time they're trying to quit, then eventually they're able to quit smoking because they put more and more into the reservoir of willpower.
And that's hard to do. Like, imagine, like, an analogy. I'm going to snatch 200 pounds.
Yeah.
You're not going to... The first time you pick up a barbell, you're not going to snatch 200 pounds.
All right.
There's a progression of time and skill development to get to the thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think it shows that you have some sort of map. So kind of like what you were speaking to, Tyler, is that if you have some sort of map or like a goal in mind, that's better than just being tossed around by the wind
aimless
in your life, you know? So at least it's
thinking about something
right
where eventually you might achieve it, maybe not the first time, but one day.
I think that's probably the worst thing to be in a lot of ways is aimless, you know, where you're kind of just a casualty of occurrences,
right?
You know,
that's my nightmare.
My football coach used to always say to us, "Don't let the tail wag the dog."
Mm-hmm.
And I never really knew this was like my college coach. He was kind of a
had you heard that before?
Old guard. No, I never. Oh. I didn't hear it before, and I also didn't really understand it at first. I was like, "This guy's always saying, don't let the tail wag the dog." But then it really kind of started resonating as I got a little older, more mature. Is like, you should be the driver, right?
Right.
Like, you should be the one setting the course and creating the map. That's the hard part about being a person is like, you're not just here to navigate. You also have to create the territory.
Yeah.
And where you want to go and how you're going to get there. And that's the fun of it all too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is kind of morbid, but in our mastermind group, we write our own obituaries every year before we start our goal setting session.
I've done that before. Did I do that with you?
I don't know.
I've never
done
that.
Never
done
it.
But
your meetings.
I think it's a good way to put you in the right headspace. Like when you die, what do you want your life to look like? You know,
and what was your legacy? Or,
right.
Yeah.
And most people, like, the things that we think are important usually aren't. So, like, you know, like being a billionaire or, watching 10 seasons of whatever, those things don't usually make it to your like gravestone or what you want to be named for. So.
Not your legacy.
Right.
Like, he finished all of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. So that can be a good, if you're like kind of lost, like that's a good way to just start.
Work backwards.
Yeah.
Reverse engineer your life. That's kind of a really smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then work your way backwards, like, what would I have,
how do I make
what would I have had to achieve when I was 60 and 50 and all the way back to your present day. And
right.
I like that idea. Here lies Levi, happy as a dog.
Yeah.
Happy as a dog, right? That's it. He was a hunter-gatherer for the final 30 years.
He finally disappeared.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's good.
I think
good
it was
stuff.
A good start, yeah.
Yeah.
Get us back.
Yeah.
Back in the podcasting chairs again.
Yeah.
It was thought provoking for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like this stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a good habit to get into with, like we said at the beginning, your spouse or your best friend, somebody who's going to hold you to what
small,
you say.
Keep it small. Who, not someone you're looking for praise from, it's something who's going to tell you you're dropping off.
Yeah. Don't share it on your podcast.
Yeah.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Right. Well, I'm changing them up now. I'm going to shuffle cards.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. We're happy to be back, and I think this next season's going to be pretty sweet.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.